Cool. I don't really know this too well. I'm going to try to run through very, very quickly. Let's start from Mem Dalet. Okay, really, we're going to skip one paragraph. Yesterday we discussed a very unique halacha, a very nice halacha, where you have two doorways in the corner of a room. You have a corner, and in the corner there are two openings. One opening goes into a room, and one opening goes to the outside. So from the outside, you put it on the right side of the entrance to the bayis, and the other entrance, which is going into a room, goes on the right side of the entrance, which comes out that if you have these two rooms adjacent to each other in the corner of the room, you're going to have two mezuzos right next to each other. One post, a corner post, and that corner post is on the one hand the right side of the entrance from the street into the structure. And it's also the right side of the entrance of the room from the big room into the small room. So that one post in the corner is the right side for two entranceways. Normally, when you have two entranceways, one next to each other, you have to put up two mezuzos because the post, each post, is the right side for one entranceway, but it's the left side for the other entranceway. But when you have two entranceways in the corner of a building, and a lot of corner, but in this example it's a corner, and one is on the way in and one is on the way out, going into a separate room. So it turns out that one post is the right side coming in, and it's also the right side when you're in the big room going into the next room. So the question is, how many mezuzos does one put on that one post? You could have this in the catering, or you could have this at home also. You could have this at home when you have your entrance from the street into it, or from another room into this room is in the corner, and right on that very same post, you're going into another room. So how many mezuzos do you need on that one post?
The example is right here. You come in this door, and the mezuzah is here.
Right.
And you have another door right
exactly,
here.
Right, exactly, exactly.
It's the same post.
Same post.
So the question is, this mezuzah can't put it
exactly,
out. Like
exactly.
Do
you need one mezuzah, or do you need two mezuzahs? Right. So what did we learn yesterday? Right. It depends if the post is more than one tefach. If the post is more than one tefach wide, then you need two mezuzahs. If the post is less than one tefach wide, then you only need one mezuzah. You'll ask, but the mezuzah going in is on this side, and even if it's less than one tefach going that way, it's in the wrong side of the post. Right? When you put the mezuzah, along the width of, not over here, or over here. It's in the wrong place. Here's the post. I'm coming in this way, and there's a going in this way. If I'm coming in, I'll put the mezuzah over here, like this. If this on this counts a post, I would put the mezuzah over here. So how can this be? If this is less than one tefach, how can I have one mezuzah? If this mezuzah is for over here, I need another mezuzah on this side of the thickness of the post. I put the mezuzah on this side of the thickness of the post, there's no mezuzah on the thickness of this side of the post. That's not ma'akev. Bidyeved, if you have a regular entranceway and you don't have a place to put the mezuzah along the thick width of the post because it's a swinging door, or because there's traffic, people coming in, there are deliveries, and the mezuzah gets always stuck and gets caught, b'diavad, you can put the mezuzah over here. On the side of the door. So it's not me'akev where you put the mezuzah on the post. L'chatchila, we have a meaning exactly where to put the mezuzah, but b'diavad, as long as the mezuzah is on the right side, wherever you put it, it's good b'diavad. So the halach is, if this post is less than one tefach wide, and it serves both coming in here and going in here, you only need one mezuzah. You can decide where you want to put the mezuzah, and that is enough to cover you for both entrance ways. This is what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan. It doesn't say this anywhere. This is really a Rashi, a Gemara, and a Rashi, which is very hard to understand. And this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands Pshat in Rashi in the Sugya in Masechta Menachos. That's the chiddush, that's the halacha. One mezuzah suffices for two different entranceways when they are coming together and the post is less than one tefach. Now, halacha mem dalet, try to figure this out to you because I don't really know what all these things mean. Pesach mem dalet, v'yinei Rabbeinu Rabbeis Yosef b'sif chav alef kasa pesach echad v'chol kabam ud b'shem b'tayim. Another example. I have one entranceway. And now, I mean, you see this, like, you have this at home, you have this in stores, whatever it is, and you want to break up the one entranceway into multiple entrances. You want to put posts down in the middle. Like you have this with like two doors.
Like a storm door.
Storm doors are like folding accordion doors, right? You have like a lot of doors. Yeah. So if you go one door, open up,
Double doors,
all different posts. You can take down the post, keep up the post, all different scenarios. So these can be very complicated. How many mezuzahs exactly do you need in these situations? So there, Ben Rabbi says, Kol sheish heker tzir b'zel v'tzad ha'amud, hare'elu kishnei pesachim. If it's noticeable, all is a matter of perception. Perception is a very important principle when it comes to the laws of mezuzah. It's not so much necessarily when it comes to structure. See, in some areas of halacha, we don't care what your perception is. It's a matter of facts. It's a matter of a physical reality. You have a tzuras pesach, for example, laws of erevin. Is anyone going to tell you the law of an erev is an opening? You go, you have an erev in a city. You have an erev around your backyard in a bungalow colony. You have a teeny little post and you have some fish wire. Is anyone from our perspective? It's ridiculous. It's nothing. That's not called an opening. Mm-hmm. And they'll even argue in court if the city doesn't want you allowed to put up an erev. They'll say, what's the problem? It's bothering you. You don't even notice. What are we doing over here? Anyway, you have telephone wire going from pole to pole. So we put a little teeny thing because the telephone wire is not right under the pole because the telephone wire, the telephone wires are on the side of the pole. So we'll put a little thing over here. For 10 tefachim, it bothers you. It doesn't bother you. What are we saying? We're shooting ourselves in the leg. We're telling them that it's nothing, so it's not a tzuras pesach. It's not a wall. It shouldn't be kosher. If the legal argument we're using in court is it doesn't look like anything anyway, so then how can we say that for us Hilchos Shabbos it's a tzuras pesach? So obviously, when it comes to the laws of Hilchos Erevin, perspective doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. All that matters is halacha. If you have a lechi and you have a kaira, it's kosher. Yet, when it comes to the laws of mezuzah, perspective is everything. If it doesn't look like a tzuras pesach from your perspective, and the example is going to be over here, when you have multiple doors, these accordion doors, or these French doors sometimes also, for all these different types of situations, then in achnami, you part it from the mezuzah. But if it looks like a pesach, then you're chayef. It looks like you're chayef. I will call Shein, David Galvier, Kol sheyesh heker tzir. It's noticeable that there is a hinge. There is some type of hinge on the bottom. Zel v'zel v'sal amud. Harei luki kushne psachim v'tsachim mezuzah l'chol l'chol pesach. Avol kol sheyin tzirim letzad ha'omud. There are no hinges on the side of the pillar. Ein ha'omud mechalko. Then this, even though, very nice. I have over here a mezuzah. And I have over here a kaira, another mezuzah. So I really, technically speaking, I have two entranceways. But being that from my perspective, it's not two openings because there is no hinges for two separate doors to swing. You don't need a door. Halacha l'maaseh, we possibly do. Sorry, we don't need doors. We do not. Maybe in that case you would need. If there is a tzir on the other side, so doors open, as maybe you would.
Yeah, let's see what it says.
I don't. Maybe okay. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Let's see what it says. But yeah, it has to. We halacha l'maaseh. You don't even need a door. Yet it has to have some type of tzura being an opening. So these type of pillars or amud in the middle, when it's only l'noy, and this is a very very common. Common issue in all of these elaborate type of openings, especially in your home, you have pillars and you have awnings, all these different types of things where you have technically you have multiple entrances, but a lot of these extra things that you have are really just lenoy. They're really for beauty. They don't really serve a purpose, practical purpose. You're not chayv in a mezuzah. Who mitshuvus harashba luchay rochelik al din natur, he disagrees with the Smach Leukes. It seems that the Torah disagrees. Al B'yemes and the Kenny is not coming to argue. The Gamma Torah Lo Amar Ela Kesheina Heker Tzir L'Shneyem. Aruch HaShulchan says that even the Torah really does not disagree. Al Kesheyesh Heker Tzir Moide HaTorah L'Fizeh Os Yishav Ema Shalok Kosa Din HaTorah Dekevim Dekseiv Dedinoi Shal Rashba Memeila Nachlal Dina Shal HaTorah Ve'ayim V'Simen Haba. Okay, so he wants to say the basic Yisoy is that if it's only Linoi, when you have a type of situation, we can't generalize, we have to see pictures. I hope one day I'll have pictures. I'll be able to present. Maybe I can project it. Is there a wall here somewhere we can project it on?
Yeah. Any of the people over there by
the wall. I think I can get something.
You're
I think I can get something for the smartphone and get a little device for the smartphone for a few dollars. And you put the pictures on the smartphone, and the little device you connect to the smartphone, you can project it onto the wall. So maybe we'll do that at some point to go through some. Whatever, if we'll find a solution, we'll find a way to do it. There's some to go through some practical examples and see what the poskim say. But this is something to keep in mind that when you have an opening which only lenoi does not count, you're not having a mezuzah. Halacha mem hey. Next case, kol mash and esparchu kishu shnei apsachim niftachim keachod. They open up kishu zen niftach. Both of the openings, both of the entranceways, they open up. Avol im heim pesachim b'fnei atzmam kimoish regilim la'asos b'shari chatzeros. Now, in other words, That the examples we gave before was Lenoi is when you open up the door, they both open. You have to see a picture of what this means exactly, but there's no way. You don't have a situation where you can open one door and keep the other door closed. The way the doors are constructed is that when you open up, they both open together. It's either all or nothing. So then, being that it's all or nothing, even though you have, technically speaking, in down the center, you have a beam, and the beam really seems to divide into two different openings, being that the two different sections open together, one cannot open without the other, whatever the situation is, you only chayv in one mezuzah, we ignore the fact that there's a post down the center, it does not count. But if you have a situation where you can open one section independent of the other, even though it does appear that it's lenoi, the bottom line is, since these two are totally independent, you chayv in two separate mezuzahs. Avol im heim pesachim b'fnei atzmam k'moshu regil lasos v'shar chatzeros. The gates of courtyard, shar katan, a small gate, entrance, shakarim, which they call, I don't know what this word is, partil, etzel shar gadol, shakarim they call tvir, shehi legamri pesach b'fnei atzmam, v'nedelis megdol, it's separate legamri, tzrichim shnei mezuzos, you need two, v'chein aminik, pshuta v'davka sheyesh hefzik tevach. And there's another condition, he says. We have two doors that are next to each other and one opens independently of the other. You only chayiv in two mezuzos if the post in the center is more than a tefach. Okay, that could be Rebbe Nafkamina in some of these very simple doors. Al-Koponim bin Zelzed, the Imlai Kein, Afilu Heker Tzir Loi Mahani. That's a very important halach. If you have very, very, no, there is no tefach in between one door and another door, and probably today it's very, very shakos today with the modern materials, aluminum, fiberglass, and all these modern materials. So they have very, very small, when doors connect one to another, they do not necessarily have a tefach in between one another. Dim looking at filu hekir tzil loymani vafilu kishein kolechon b'fnei atzma shari afilu b'shnei ruches nispar b'simin membeis the pesach echad hu it's one pesach. The kol shekein beruach achas, and we just learned, if it's in a corner, it's one pesach. So certainly, when they're next to each other, it's going to be considered to be one pesach. V'da yesh oisem shearim shepeischem shebesoichen niftach delis katan beemtza oimei hatzad v'adai diakatan potim bemezuzah de'inu klal pesach v'nei atzma v'hi kechur hashar. Okay, so then he discusses another situation. Is that mine? Okay. Mem Vav. Okay. Okay.
Never give a smartphone.
Okay, so.
I
can say. The part. Okay, so therefore, okay, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about another situation over here. The Yesh Arim Shebesoichon Niftach Delas Katan B'Emsa. I don't know. I think what he means is a door within a door. Do you ever see that? A door within a door. A big door, okay, and in the big door is a little door. What? No, they didn't have it. There was pishpisha. They didn't have that. That was a separate door in the base Hamidash on the side. There were three separate entrances. I'm talking about. You see this in the picture. I have a big gate, beautiful city, and you open up the big gate, but you don't always want to open up the whole gate. So they have in the door itself, you have a little door. In the door. So you have a door within the door. A door within the door. Are you chayiv to put a mezuzah on the door? Let's say even if it's not movable. Let's not talk about a movable, because that's another problem. Because I thought that's tas of lemon also. That's another shayla. But let's talk about you have a permanent, big, 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 beautiful opening. A city gate opening, right? Big opening. And when you open it up, 10 people can fit in at the same time. But most of the time, you don't need 10 people to go through the big opening. So in the door itself that swings open, there's a little door. And they open up that door.
Firehouses have that. They have the roll-down door. And in the roll-down door, they have the door.
But that's more of a problem because you have a roll-down gate. And in the roll-down gate, there's a little door. So are you chayiv to put a mezuzah? So certainly in the big open gate, on the post, you put a mezuzah. But are you chayiv to put a mezuzah in the door itself? No. Now you're not chayiv. Now, even if you would be chayiv, it would be a very big problem because in certain cases, because when you roll up the gate, you mevatel the entire, you mevatel.
No,
the mezuzah rolls up with the gate.
Right.
So then, when you roll it down, it's going to be taseh v'loy min ha'osoy. Okay. So if you're going to have a gate like the fire department where they roll it up, you're going to put a little mezuzah in the door in the gate, and the whole gate rolls up. So when the gate rolls up, the mezuzah rolls up, right? When the gate rolls up, the post rolls up with the mezuzah, somehow it also rolls up. And then when it comes down, you're creating a new post with a new mezuzah, and the mezuzah was b'meila, that would be possible within taseh v'loy min ha'osoy. So let's not discuss that. Let's discuss the case where the post never goes away. Because the whole post is swinging, there's an independent door. In a door, and the door itself opens. So when the door opens, you're not really taking away the post. Because the post is always vertical, with horizontal piece on top. And the whole door swings open. So now, when the door remains in a locked position, you want to open up that door. So it's not going to be a shayla of tasev lemin asui. But the shayla is, does this door within the door require another mezuzah? He says no. It's tuffle to the primary door. The primary gate is one big gate. You only hive in one mezuzah.
So what if a door that's never open?
A door that's never open, you potter. You definitely potter. If you have a door and they made it and then for some, you never use it, you lock it up.
It's here on Avenue M.
Fake garages, yeah.
They originally built it so that it might be three stores. Then they only had two.
So they locked it. It's like a wall. It's a wall then. So you don't...
But they
it proves anyway. It's partial. If you never ever go through this opening, you never ever, like a construction mistake, right? And you just lock it up.
No, but generally speaking, a lot of doors that will put in, when you pay insurance, things like that, the more entryways or exits,
the more insurance.
So they close up doors, it lowers your insurance rate.
You're very interesting. So saying made for insurance, they'll charge you more. But practically speaking,
you show them they close up. That's why on trucks they mandated you had a lot of side doors on trucks that were sealed. So a lot of trucks that have side doors, they don't open
anymore for insurance purposes.
They charge you less insurance.
Okay, if a door does not open, or you'll never open it. Obviously, that's not called the Pesach.
It's not open really, like a fire exit. Maybe once every 5 years. But that's only used for
an exit.
It could be. It all depends. Some people they use the fire railings. No, they it's like a balcony. So then it's a double purpose. But if something you really never go out to, it all depends how you use it. If you use it occasionally as a balcony, okay. So we learned yesterday. So yesterday we discussed. So only if you get on the flat. Horizontal? No.
Yeah.
No, not the horizontal part.
Yes.
If when you go down, you have a tzuris ha-pesach, yes. Yes, you have a mezuzah. And you use it.
On the way in?
No, on the way in. Only on the way in. Only on the way in. Only put a mezuzah on the way in. Once you have the sub
to
go
in, they
bring it. Even if you only use it to go out, it doesn't matter. Because the whole purpose of the mezuzah is to shun on the inside of the bias, on the biyascha.
Well, actually, it's only on the way out. Because you can't open the way these doors are set up.
If you have a door in a house or like in a building, you know, like you go to a store, some of the big busy stores. This door is the entrance.
Right.
Go to Dwayne Reed. This is in and this is out. Okay, like let's say Amazing Savings, right? It's a whole separate thing.
Yeah.
In you go here, out you go there. So this door is only going out. You only go out supermarket. You only go out. What do you put the mezuzah? Doesn't matter. You put the mezuzah on the right side going in. Oh, but I never go in this door. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you don't put a mezuzah to protect the outside world. The purpose of the mezuzah always is defined on the inside. Even though I never ever go in this way, I use miyuchis for going out, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The mezuzah always has to be on the right side of the theoretically of going in. Chiddush. That's how it is. There's no such thing as putting mezuzah on the right side of going outward. Halacha Mem Vav. Isav Yisham. I'm trying to finish up this sin later. Isav Yisham. Oh, it's very late. I want to talk about the solar eclipse a little bit more. It's a little bit late, but let's do a little bit more. Isav Yisham. Now, I don't know what this means. A chuledes hamulim. Chayeves b'mezuzah ayin sham. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know what this means either. V'ein shum havan l'zeh. What in the world does this mean? A chuledes hamulim. I do not know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's chayeves b'mezuzah ayin sham. V'ein shum havan l'zeh. Yesh peir sham say chur shechoruhu chuldois b'gvos. It is a natural or a hole made by animals. Okay, a rat hole? A rat hole. A holder. So obviously it has a dimension. It has dimension of at least 10 tefachim, obviously, right? It has a dimension of 10 tefachim. And four, it's a 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. So you can go through it. So Mimela, even though it's not man-made, it's made naturally, made by an animal. It's a cave, and it's made by animals or by natural things. It's chayv and mezuzah. The Yesh Shaperish Cheder, another interpretation, Shaha Amohalim Matzim Sham Klei Hamila. Now, what does that mean? It means it's a Cheder, it's a closet. It's a closet where the Moyalim, those who bris Mila, they store their utensils, a closet. I mean, that's Pashit, of course. A closet is less than the dimensions, then you don't need a mezuzah. And if it has a dimension, so that's Machlek Saram and the Rosh, when Kassim like the Rosh, the Chayd that's used for to store Kalim is Chayim, it's the garage. A garage we pass like the Rosh is Chayim and the mezuzah. So what's going on is the Debrem Tumurim, Kamuvin, like, it's very hard to understand exactly what this means. Yes, if it has the dimension of 36 square feet. A walk-in closet that has 36 square feet is Chayim and the mezuzah and does not even have to be square. It can be even, you know, long and wide and narrow, but yeah. But you have to have at least 36 square feet. The linear, what it means, the sarch ligrois, there's a mistake, he says. Choyletes hamulim betes. Not the dalid. The dalid was mistaken for, the tes was mistaken for a dalid. The choyletes beloshen yushalmi, it means ofa, it means a baker. Okay, the tes means a baker. Now, what did Kedisa Perek Zayin the Shvius? Rebbe Loha Yamakvid Elain. Chalturia, he was not machmir on these bakers, period. V'loy tehevei machashvin ag richoin al mishcha el al chitya. He was not machmir on the oil, but only on the wheat. What does that mean? Kolema shahayim mitzava le'ha'ayfim. He would command the bakers, le'sha'ayfim shahayfim pas b'shemen, those bakers that would add oil into the dough, shlo yachshvu s'choron al ha'shemen mishum shviyis, they should not calculate their wages for the oil, for adding oil into the bread, because it was a year of Shemitah. This is so, I don't know what the sugya is all about, Shemitah. And Shemitah, you're not allowed to do business with the Paris of Shvius, but you're allowed to eat basic food for your basic sustenance. So he told them that when they're going to get paid, you're not being paid for the oil. You're adding oil as one of the ingredients. They don't charge. There was a problem. For some reason, there's a problem in the oil, but not on the wheat. Wheat is also shvius, but I guess maybe it's wheat whatever it is. So the el alachitim ayin shem, whatever it is. That's not that's what we need. The only thing that we need over here is to extract is that you see the word cheslamit tes means a baker. And therefore, he's saying there's a mistake. It's not a dalet, it's a tes. So therefore, how does this affect us now? The choltar hu oifeh, the choletes hu achedes. So the choltar is the baker. This is the place where they do the baking. This is where the ovens are. We keep all of the coals, all of the things he needs to the oven. Umulim b'loshonam nicholim. Word mulim means a stream. Kidisa perik ein mamidim leisi kulyasa v'leinach amlala denora. Uperish Rashi. It means al gichol, not a stream. It means I'm saying gichol, not a gicholim, a stream. A gichol means a coals. It means a coal. And Rashi says, put it on the coals. Ayin sham. So now, v'zeus amar b'yushami choletes hamulim. So now we have these two words that go together. The word choletes means a baker. Hamulim means a coal. The coals of the baker. Kolaymar hacheder. A coal storage, hacheder, the chamber, shehoifim with the bakers, noisnim bo hagicholim, the coals. Okay, so is this chamber chayivin mezuzah, even if it has the dimensions of 36 square feet? Dalet amos, dalet amos. Af she'enim mishtamish l'shum tashmish acher, even though if you do nothing there other than store coals, it's chayav b'mezuzah, you chayav b'mezuzah. Now, why is that a chiddush more than a storage room? So it seems to be saying is a storage room theoretically can be used for other rooms. B'shasat chak, when you don't have enough place to sleep, you have some guests, you can clean the storage room. What?
It serves multiple,
purposes. But a place where you store coals, you're not putting the guests there, no matter what. Okay? You're not going to take out the coals and put in a mattress, put in a sleeping bag. It just doesn't go like that. It's not a type of a room where you can use for multiple purposes, so you're stuck. You're totally stuck. And therefore, you would think you're part of a mezuzah, kamash melon, you're chayv in mezuzah. Yesh lamim mezuzah, kol chedesh shemashim bo yeh zedover ava bo she'in ha'she'in ha'chashivas, ve'achashav ve'ein hochem bo yitzul hazeh, it's still chayv in mezuzah. Od isa sham. How much more to finish this off? Let's just run through this. Oh, it's a sham. It's a sham. Chaloyin shu dal dal dal. A window. Va'avodim yoshim sham. Manifim umanifim l'rabboi mehoin. They sit there and they blow. They fan their masters. Okay. Chayom mezuzah ayin sham. It seems like they sit in this room and they take a big fan and they just like an air conditioner. In the air conditioning room. But they had human air conditioners. Instead of having machines blow the air, so there were people that sat in their room and would wave big items. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Having a fan room. It's a window, and the window has a dimension of four by four. 4 by 4 means 36 square feet? I don't know. The chalon noimar the pesachu. So what's going on over here? What are exactly the dimensions? This room, it's not talking about a window. Because what's the chiddush? I mean, I'm talking about a room. And the room has absolutely no purpose. There's nothing that's done in this room other than people sit on the windows in this room and they somehow channel the air from the windows into the other rooms. V'rak b'hachalaynois, yashu avadim, v'hinifu la'adonehem, and they channel the air from the window into the house. So you would think it has no function in this room whatsoever. It's part of a mezuzah. Mikol mokom chai v'apesach mezuzah, digam zed mikri tashmish l'cheder, imhi dalid al dalid mokom choshev, if it has the dimension of 4 amos, Sharoi li yeshiva v'dami l'din ha'kaidim. It's dami to the din ha'kaidim. So in Echonami, so I think over here is a similar to the halacha. Don't start differentiating between a room that has a tashmish choshuv, a room that has a tashmish that's not choshuv, a room that there's no one does anything in there. They do nothing in the room at all. It doesn't matter if it's a room that has the dimensions of 4 amos, but 4 amos, no matter what you do in that room, as long as it's not a tashmish of bezoyin, like a beis hakisei, or other type of bezoyin, you're chayiv in a mezuzah. It doesn't matter. I think it's all chayiv. It's a storage facility, so it's being mishtamish your kalim. It's being mishtamish your kalim, your chayiv and mezuzah. Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's a very big problem with boiler rooms and other rooms in the basements because the mezuzahs can melt. Mm-hmm. Very, very hot rooms, the mezuzahs can literally melt. In a boiler room, the ink. So you got to put it on the door. You have to use your seichel exactly where to put the mezuzah. I was so fascinated. I went this summer. I was working somewhere. I had a small little job to set up some internet temporary for doing some live streaming. So it was done in a facility, an old ancient facility. It was under construction, and the place where it was a very good, very old facility. But I needed access to the internet. We had to do some like wiring. It was just temporary wiring. So they first said, okay, so here's a, so we try all the plugs. Nothing works in the whole building because they have filters. They have all these filters and filters and filters and call up this guy, that guy, get the code word, the password. Doesn't go. Nothing goes. So I said, that's it. The game is over. I want to go to the source. No more going through filters. I need to get to the source. Where does the wire come into the building? Who do you have? They have a very good service, optimum business plan, very high quality service. I want to go to the shirish. They take me down to the basement. It's sweltering hot, and they have some office, some classrooms here and there, and they open up the server room. Oh, Machaya. 65 degrees on a day in the summer, 100 degrees in the summer, in this building you think, you know, from back in Shtetl somewhere. The server room has all the heavy-duty equipment there that serves the whole building, all of the computer systems, and the server has to be kept nice and cool. And now it's nice and cool. So next door, these classrooms, they're schwitzing away in 100-degree temperature, and the server room is high. I don't know how they have some high-tech air conditioning to get in there to keep the server room, and there's a whole thermostat with an alarm system that just in case the temperature in the server room goes above a certain area, all the alarms will go off. It was just so funny, the contrast between everything else going on in the building and this little teeny room, which has servers that cost who knows how much money, and they have the internet, they have high quality internet connections and all the feeds and all the different things in there. So you have to be careful when you put the mezuzah in the boiler room. You have to be very careful that the mezuzah should not melt. The ink is very sensitive, it should not melt away. And also you put it outdoors to make sure the mezuzah is properly protected from the cold and the heat in the summertime. In the summertime, you put a mezuzah outside of your house, right in direct sunlight, it's very common. They become pustle. You let it sit there over one summer, 100 degrees, 200 degrees, even though it's fully encased in a very good airtight thing, the temperature in the mezuzah can reach over 150 degrees, and that's enough to cause the ink to spread, and the letters touch each other, and it's pustle. And it's very, very common. So if they go and they check. So what do you do in those situations? I don't know what to do. You know, it's a very hot area where the mezuzah is exposed to the sun. You have to really put the mezuzah indoors. You don't have a choice. You can't put the mezuzah. Yeah, very common in Florida.
Very
common. So they put the mezuzah indoors. Indoors, very interesting. You don't see it in America indoors that often. You very rarely see it on the front, outside your front door. People put the mezuzah indoors. Very uncommon to see such a thing. But many, many people, you hear stories where you have your mezuzah checked, and that's exactly what happens. The ink spreads, the letters touch each other, so you better open the mezuzah indoors. Okay, let's finish up over here. Halacha memches, amr chazal b'menachas, hadar b'pundut, pater b'mezuzah. If you live in a hotel, you're parted from mezuzah. The dira sarayhi lefnei ha'areach, she'eino eimet shamrak eze yom. Therefore, if you go to a hotel, you do not need to take along mezuzahs. If you go to a conference in Las Vegas, you do not need to take along with you a mezuzah to put on your hotel door.
Ach. It's not 30 days.
What?
That's what he said. That's
right, exactly. It's not 30 days. Ach. In the Yosha Shem Shloish Shem Yom. But if you go to a conference for 30 days and you're renting a room in a hotel, chayim mezuzah. Tahavi ki keva, it's a keva. Sometimes a hotel will not let you put a mezuzah. They're very upset. Some of the buildings, even some of these buildings, they get very nervous. You put a mezuzah, you're damaging the building. They'll not let you put a mezuzah. Nearly the zer ki shabala pundeku akum. Aval Yisrael chayiv hu la'asoyis mezuzas b'chadorim shel ha'orchim shavi beisavu b'shvil orchim g'mash kosav b'simin yud ches ayin sham. But if a Jew owns a hotel, the Jew is chayiv put a mezuzah all the doors of the hotel. So Trump, Ivanka Trump and Kushner, they own hotels, no doubt about it. And they have staff, they're partnered with their father in some of these hotels. So l'choyer, they're chayiv and putting a mezuzah on some of the hotels because Jews occasionally frequent.
They had them in the hotels in the Catskill.
What?
Yeah,
Ayin Sham.
They asked the workers to put out the mezuzah.
No, no good. Guy can't put out.
When they came back, says yes, I put out the mezuzah, but the instructions I throw out.
Yeah, that's what? A joke. All joke is that I didn't leave the instructions. I threw it out.
I like that. That's good. I like that.
Happened for real.
No joke, brother.
I like that. Never heard that before.
What?
Yeah, a shutif. If you're a shutif, I don't know the. I think you're chayef. I'm not mistaken. You're chayef. If you're a shutif. The ein chil upon that bein eretz yisrael lechutz laaretz k'moshi yeshu chilu b'shivus k'moshi ispar b'simin haba. It makes no difference if you have the hotel is in eretz yisrael lechutz laaretz. If it's owned by a Jew, it's chayef in mezuzah. Memtes oid isa shama secha bayis. If you rent a house. Afilim Yisrael potim in a mezuzah kol lama yom. If you rent a house, you're exempt. Shen nikra dain dira b'medram or mechutz liyaretz. Here is the chilek. If you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you chayv immediately. Avol the Eretz Yisrael chayv ha'seichem miyad b'mezuzah. Why? V'takama ha'is. Okay, this is in the halacha, not in the halacha. If you rent, we all know if you rent in mechutz liyaretz, you need to be there 30 days. If you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you go there just for Sukkos. You go there for Pesach, for Chalamoy, for a few days, for you rent an apartment. And there's no mezuzah on the apartment. This happens sometimes, right? People, they don't go to a hotel, it's too expensive. So you rent an apartment in Geula, you rent an apartment here, you rent an apartment over there. And you go and discover it's brand new construction, and the balabais did not get around to putting up a mezuzah. You're chayvin the mezuzah. You can't live there.
You take it off and you leave.
When you leave, not so simple. Not so similar. Ideally, you should tell the owner, there's no mezuzah, I put up stiff, just pay me for it. Deduct from the rent, I put up the mezuzah for you. And if he refuses to do so, then technically you can't take it down. You can't take it down, but ideally you should try to negotiate with him that, look, there's no mezuzah, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael, I'm only going to be for 5 days, I'm renting the apartment, and there's no mezuzah. You didn't get a chance yet, there's a new construction to do the mezuzah. I'm putting up the mezuzah for you, but deduct it from the rent. Then we'll have a fight. I will only put up a $50 mezuzah, you put up a $100 mezuzah, or vice versa. So you'll have all these issues. Why is that so in Eretz Yisrael? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Like we just said, we don't want you to take it off. You're not allowed to take it off, and therefore, I might as well stay here longer. Like it says, can you believe that? You go and you rent an apartment in from an Arab, you chayev from mezuzah on that apartment. The im schara al yoyser milam yoyim hire kibesay v'chayev mezuzah v'hu adin. A goy only 30 days. I'm sorry. If you rent from a goy in Eretz Yisrael, you chayv after 30 days. And even in America, anywhere. For what I did, l'shoyel bayis, if you borrow a house, let's say you get it free. So I'm not renting. Someone is letting me use his house, his apartment for free. Dina kisrach b'chol mash, nispar, v'nir, d'bar, d'zesh, nispar, the lamad yom, potter, zel kishasachar, l'pochas, m'lamad yom, osacham stam, aval schorer, l'lamad yom, mam, exactly 30 days, chayv miyad. Yechayv immediately. In other words, if I'm renting it for 30 days, don't say, oh, when 30 days comes, then I'll put up the mezuzah. Yechayv immediately. The schius liyoma mimkar hu lekama dvarim. Even for 1 day, it's called a sale for many things. The pachas milam nikri arai avol keshuschar olam yoyim yoyis abshid lemiyad chayv. Yechayv immediately to put up the mezuzah. Okay, we're going to stop here. Take a very short break, and we'll talk about for a few more minutes the solar eclipse. Clips. Solar eclipse.